I'd say conceptually, I'm in agreement with comments from the delegates of Pakistan and Indonesia, in the sense that if the treaty were to be truly non-discriminatory in the broader sense, it will have to deal with the disparities in stocks, has to address the past production, and for it to be a more ambitious and effective contribution to disarmament. But that, again, is up to the states to formulate in the negotiations of the scope. In terms of verification standard, for me, ideally, that would be the additional protocol for non-nuclear weapon states, and then additional protocol for nuclear weapon states as well, with taking into consideration that there might be some adjustments there to accommodate some real challenges that Pavel is much better at explaining. But not to the extent that it yields additional protocol completely, sort of a shadow of itself. I would focus ideally on the assurances of absence of undeclared production, not just on the diversion of declared materials. And to achieve that might be too ambitious a goal right now, as Ian said. Should we just focus on where we can get some kind of progress and sort of scale down our goals? I would caution a little bit here, because you risk spending a lot of time and effort on negotiating a treaty that ultimately wouldn't be that much of a progress if you look at it in the end. And that's another important consideration, right? Effort versus effect. How much effort are you willing to spend negotiating an instrument that won't cover this, 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 and that, simply because this is the most we can achieve right now? And on the nuances of what could be agreed as exceptions to, or whatever, as a tailored approach to verification in nuclear weapon states, I probably would yield to Pavel more on this. But I think certain exemptions on national under national security requirements could be accommodated, but not quite the extent that to apply a completely different standard, not a significant quantity standard to nuclear weapon states. I would argue that we should strive to see if verification could be applied to the so-called upstream activities as well, right? That would be part of the application of the additional protocol, that we might need to have more information on mining, et cetera, everything that happens before enrichment, in addition to what happens after enrichment or reprocessing.
Thank you, Garhar. Pavel?
Okay, let me